Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back from the Garden of Eden. It is the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
You know, Anacata Defeated, didn't they play that in lacrosse at like 9 o'clock on Saturday nights? They'd roll into the weekend every Saturday night, 9 o'clock, 17-minute play out. I think the DJs would all go back and do a little puff, puff pass, and then they'd come back and listen to the other 12 minutes of the song. Anyways, we'll listen to you if you call us at 844-967-2789. And Dom, I do have a little update on Rudy Giuliani, but I'm hold that
for the
end.
What's up with Rudy?
Well, his conversation with Jesus. Jack from Bearback, welcome back, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys. You know, guys like CJ, they get to me every once in a while. He continually is blaming Biden for the greed of the oil companies. And I know because I own oil company stock. I've seen how much more profit, 250% more profit this last quarter. I mean, it's pretty clear. But it's not just that. And I think you may have mentioned this, but I got called away from the phone or from the radio. But I think you might have said something about this, but Trump negotiated with Putin and Bin Salman to basically cut production by about half of what the United States uses every single day. And that's really what's causing the inflation and gas prices. And, you know, it's the typical Republican. They make a mess out of everything, and then when the Democrats don't fix it immediately, they scream, oh, it's all his fault. This is such a bunch of I can't say that.
Yeah, don't say that.
No. Only Crudy can on Fox knows, not news. Yes, great points, Jack. And I misspoke earlier. I think I said Mexico instead of Russia. But yes, that is something to not that people need to understand that what Trump did and what the ramifications of that was. I mean, oil was really cheap back then, man. I mean, it's amazing what happens. And that's one of the reasons they cut production was to bring the price up.
Exactly right. That was the whole purpose. So again, they're buddies with the, you know, with big oil. And then, of course, all the other corporations saying, well, gee, they can do it, so I'm just going to raise my prices, whether it costs them or not. And there's a lot of that going on.
There is, Jack. Appreciate you listening, man. We got some breaking news we want to share before the show breaks. Ron Johnson's $280,000 cash gift to chief of staff and wife draw Senate's ethics complaint.
What?
Senator Ron Johnson and his wife paid his former chief of staff and his wife $280,000 in cash while they worked together, an arrangement Democrats says is a breach of Senate rules, according to ethics complaint filed Monday, noting the cash gift in the complaint had been publicly available for years. Johnson spokesperson Alexa Henning called the complaint frivolous and said the Oshkosh Republican hasn't done anything wrong by gifting money to his former chief of staff and longtime friend, Tony Blando.
Tony, man, Tony and I were damn near neighbors up in the Appleton area.
Well, Tony should have been buying the drinks, apparently.
No doubt, man.
Henning declined to specify why Johnson made the payments, but noted. Did you knock up Tony's wife? What happened, Rojo? Henning declined to specify why Johnson made the payments, but noted Johnson first contacted Blando in 2003 after Blando was diagnosed with cancer, and Johnson offered to pay for his continued treatment. The Senate has ethics rules meant to limit how much congressional aides can be compensated and also how much and from whom they can receive gifts. The Johnson's cash gifts to Blando appear to follow one guideline allowing aides to receive gifts from senators, but clash with another guideline saying cash gifts aren't acceptable. They also raise questions about whether they are an attempt to circumvent the compensation limits. Now, is this money they are giving to help Tony get treatment? I would wonder.
That's the indication. But 2003, man, that's a long time ago, dude. Is he, you know, well, taking treatment 20 years later?
The money's coming in. What just happened?
I'm fine.
The money is coming in apparently in increments of like the max that you can gift out in each and every calendar.
Yeah, I'll jump on here, Curdy. Madison.com reporting. Federal records reported on Legistorm, a website that tracks congressional staffing, show Johnson and his wife gave Blando and Blando's wife each $24,000 in fiscal year 14, $28,000 in 16 and 17, $30,000 in 18 and 20 for a total of $280,000. Blando's salary was just shy of $169,000 in 14. Also in 16, 17, and 18, 4 cents shy of the maximum, and $172,789 in fiscal year 2020, according to the complaint filed by Wisconsin resident Lauren Bach. Blando left Johnson's office in January of 2021, according to his LinkedIn profile. Here's what Bach wrote. Senator Johnson violated both ethics rules and the clear intent of Congress to set salary and compensation maximum thresholds, wrote Bach, who worked in conjunction with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin to file the complaint. That's right. Fight back, baby. Bach, who federal filings show has donated hundreds to Democratic efforts, called the committee to investigate the violation of Senate gift rules and refer the case to the Department of Justice if necessary. In response, Spokeswoman Henning said in a statement, "These were all legitimate gifts of the senator's personal funds that have all been previously disclosed for years and fully comply with all Senate rules and the Senate Ethics Committee." She added that Johnson has always gone above and beyond to abide by Senate rules and is confident this frivolous complaint will be dismissed because he has done absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, has been a faithful steward of taxpayer dollars, except for his flights to Florida. And, you know, he's on the phone. I can't talk to you right now. And why don't you leave me alone? That's about it. There's more, but that's the gist of it.
That's the gist. Just the gist. So anyways,
it's good to have friends, man. Curdy, you never gave me like $28,000. I mean, come on, man.
For years and, well,
my arm is broken.
You know, your mental illness. I bet you I paid bar tabs for you that rival the numbers for Cody and his wife. I'm not saying precisely 28 grand.
Hey, production meetings are a write-off. That doesn't count.
That weekend at the Wynn, man, I'd say that weekend in and of itself might have cashed you a year in, buddy. So anyways, we appreciate you all joining us here on the Devil's Advocates. Tomorrow, James Santel, our fine villain, former U.S. attorney, host of Morning Cannolis. I hope you caught him this Saturday morning, 9 to 11, every Saturday morning on Devil Radio and the Shaw. And J6 going live about noon tomorrow. So, you know, catch it live right here. Always playing live on the Devil Radio app, I think. And appreciate you all listening to this fine program. We're going to call it quits and, you know, wrap it up and do it again tomorrow for your listening pleasure.